iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to the iWellness Show right here on iGlobal Radio. My name's Tony Patti. Today we're joined once again by Meera Borgel from Meera's Made From Scratch. A little bit about her first though. Meera, 20 years ago, suffered with severe migraines along with painful and debilitating bloating, which would often have her bedridden for days at a time. With two young children, a nursery and a household to run, she couldn't really afford to be so ill and under the weather. And it was mentally, physically and emotionally exhausting, as you can well imagine. She decided to take her life into her hands and have a change of lifestyle, from healthy eating to looking after herself and making sure she leads a healthy lifestyle. In doing so, she also decided to launch Meera's Made From Scratch, where she helps people to a healthier, happier lifestyle, either through making sure that the recipes and the foods which are cooked in the proper manner and proper ingredients, and also to do with exercise as well. So there's lots of things that we can discuss. And one of the things that we do need to talk about is, of course, we are into the winter months. Some people love this time of the year. Some people dread it. And frankly, I prefer the sunshine. But Meera is going to dispel all the myths for us today as we talk about sleep and sleep deprivation. Meera, hello and a very warm welcome to you. Thank you for joining us once again.
Oh, thank you, Tony. That was a lovely welcome and a lovely introduction as well. Thank you so much. I don't know whether I can, bust all the myths around that, but I will do my best to try
You've done pretty well so far in our previous podcast. So I don't think today's going to be an exception, to be honest with you.
Thank you so much.
So here we are then. We're into the winter months and our sleep routines are disturbed. And of course, the clocks changed recently. So our biological patterns change as well in terms of sleeping habits and eating habits as well. And it's a bit of a crazy time of the year. And also, it's quite an emotional time of the year where we become more emotionally sensitive. Particularly, you know, we've had Diwali and we've got Christmas just around the corner and everything else. So what I wanted to ask you is, what is this thing about not being able to sleep well at winter, and are we getting enough sleep at winter time? Would you like to give us an introduction to that?
Yeah, thank you. I mean, it is, isn't it? This time of year is actually quite stressful. It's lovely because you've got lots going on, and it's there are lots of festivals during this time of year to make us, I think, in a way get us through the winter months to the summer. So, you know, you've got Diwali, which is the festival of light, and then you've got Christmas. But all of these times, you know, you decorate your house beautifully, but all of these times are also, and there are Jewish celebrations as well happening, lots of celebrations. But all of these times are also fraught with anxieties, because they're times to do with family and, you know, all of that kind of thing. It can be an expensive time of year too. So adding to that, the kind of winter months for many people are a real struggle because of the shorter daylight hours. And that, I think, is the key to quite a lot of how we're feeling right now. Daylight is very, very, very important in order to set everything going in our body, in order for us to get vitamin D, and in order for us to, you know, to get that sleep pattern. So it's actually very much to do with that. So it's very, very normal for people to experience a change in their sleep pattern and in the change in their energy levels as well.
So what I wanted to ask you then, Meera, is it normal to be sleepy in winter? Because given that the winter time makes us sleepy anyway, it's a bit strange to think that we can actually lack a healthy sleep. However, being sleepy all the time and sleeping whenever you feel and need to is counterproductive, really, to the way that we live our lifestyles. Given that we don't need sleep for more than 8 hours in a day, the same as in warmer months. So what's so different about winter? Is it normal to be sleepy at winter time?
Yeah, no, actually it's not. But it's not normal to be sleepy all the time. It really isn't. But again, if we go back to that thing of, right, you know, what's happening? The daylight, you know, we've just had the clocks change as well. And that, you know, it can have a positive impact for some people. But we've got shorter days. So if we're not getting as much sunlight, naturally our bodies want to kind of go into this hibernation. We want to stay indoors. We want to be under the sheets. We don't want to be outside because it's dark. And naturally what we would be doing kind of in hunter-gatherer times, we would be really operating between the hours of daylight. Okay. But the way the world we live in today is that we're actually having to wake up earlier and not earlier, but having to wake up when it's dark, having to go to bed or even be at work or school when it's dark. So, you know, we've got those shorter daylight hours and that makes a huge difference. But if we think about what, again, instinctively we want to do, which it isn't particularly very good for us, but habitually we want to do, we want to eat different types of foods. We're driven towards maybe more foods that have more carbohydrate, they're starchier. And if you think about the foods that grow in this time of year, things like squash and parsnips and those types of things, they're also quite starchy vegetables. So there is that balance to be had. We're automatically being driven towards this space where we're more tired than normal. We're eating starchier foods than normal, but that isn't, it would have been normal way back when in, you know, a hunter-gatherer times, that's exactly how we had to live. But right now, because our worlds are different, it isn't it isn't normal, but there are things we can do to help that. So you can feel more tired.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iGlobalNews.com. We are talking to Meera Bogle from Meera's Made From Scratch, and today we're talking about sleep, either getting too much of it or not enough of it, especially during the winter months. How does winter affect your sleep cycle, in a sense? Because the way I'm looking at it, according to experts, your sleep and wake cycle changes in the winter, and you mentioned a little while ago about the clocks changing. We all know that there's a lack of sunlight, which you also mentioned, but mood changes also make you want to sleep more as well. And your stress hormone levels decrease during the winter time as well. We know that. Dry air makes sleeping more difficult. And also sleeping with the window open can disrupt your Z's, as it were. Because it's cold outside. We don't want to keep the window open. It's uncomfortable.
Do you know, it's so interesting that the points that you mentioned there, actually. Yeah. I mean, if we go back to sunlight, so it is hugely important for us every single day. And I know there isn't very much sunlight sometimes, but even when it's a grey day, to step outside is really important. And the reason for that is that the sunlight and the daylight helps us to sleep better in the evening. So if we're getting daylight and we're getting sunlight and we're outside in the fresh air, that will really help our rhythm and our sleeping pattern clock to actually understand that actually this is daylight and I'm outside, and that will help later on in the evening when you want to.
So are you suggesting we spend more time out in the fresh air in the daylight?
As much as possible. Every single day, you should be outside for at least 20, 30 minutes every single day. Get outside at lunchtime, even if it's cold. It is important. It's because we need, going back to that point and then saying, it's because we need fresh air. We need fresh air. We need daylight. If we're inside all the time, there are a couple of things that you mentioned. Dry air. So our heating is on. Yep. Okay. Our heating is on. So we're being naturally given warmth, which is, given warmth through the heating. Yes. But actually with the heating, you can quite often get very dry air. And dry air with hot dry air isn't great. It isn't inducive for sleep. So it's really important that we make sure actually, despite the cold air outside, that we actually do leave the window open a little bit at night. Because when you have to get good sleep, it's really important to keep your bedroom, the area that you're sleeping in, cool. It's very important to keep it very cool. If it's too hot, you won't be able to sleep. So having it cool is really important. Turning the heating down or off at night is really, really important as well.
It's hard to try and find that balance though, because if you turn the heating on, or put it this way, let me start again. If you leave the window closed, you're going to get too hot. And leave the window open, you're going to get a cold breeze in the bedroom. And either way, you can't sleep. What's the balance?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is very much about finding that balance, and whether you have some people will leave the turn the heating down,
yeah,
so that it's a little bit lower than it would be normally during the day. That definitely is a must. Whether you leave the window open or not, you know, obviously that is a personal choice. But definitely getting that temperature in your room down is important. Another thing that can help with that is because there's dry air in the room. Where you're going to be sleeping, or even in the house, really. But if we're talking about sleep, having either a diffuser, so that's something where you put some natural oils and water in it, and that helps to give moisture into the air.
Yeah.
Or even a bowl of water next to the radiator, and that will help to get moisture into the air and keep that air cooler as well. So there are a couple of things that you can do, but definitely try to keep that temperature in your bedroom when you're going to sleep low, so that you're cool.
We understand that. We are talking to, yes, I know, sleep in the bathroom. That's another story for another day.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian, from the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness. iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iGlobalNews.com.
We are talking to Meera Bogal, Meera's Made from Scratch, as we talk about the winter months and sleep, how our sleep patterns are disrupted during the winter months and how we can actually get ourselves a good night's sleep during the winter months, because they can be quite disruptive at times. Yeah. What then, Meera, is the best way to sleep in the winter? Because sometimes in the winter, sleeping with a cool breeze blowing into your bedroom, which we've just spoken about, is a nice way to counterbalance the blasting heat of the house that you've mentioned. Though this might actually help you cool down enough to fall asleep, it isn't great as far as staying asleep is concerned. So you might be able to sustain perhaps an hour or 2 hours of sleep, and either you're going to get too hot, you're going to get too cold. So there are different ways of sleeping in the winter. Could you explain those to us?
Yeah, I mean, different ways of sleeping. I think definitely, again, looking at your body temperature. So if you are somebody who's hot or who's cold, making sure that you're wearing the clothing that you sleep in is actually perhaps going towards natural fibers, cottons and silks. So that will keep your body temperature. So silk actually is a very clever material. It keeps your body temperature, regulates your body temperature, as in, you know, if you're too hot, it will keep you cool. And if you're, you know, too cool, it will actually warm you up. It's a very clever material. So what you wear to bed is also really, really important. And I think the other thing as well, staying asleep is a very interesting thing, because actually...
Yes, that's why I mentioned it, because, you know, people have disruptive sleep patterns, especially with the recent times that we've just been through.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that in itself is, you know, so difficult. But it's what we eat and what we drink before we go to bed, or the lead up before we go to bed, is also very, very important. Now, quite often we don't realize it, but if we haven't eaten enough during the day and we haven't eaten enough protein or fat or fiber during the day, quite often we will be awake at night. We won't think we're hungry. We won't realize we're hungry, but we will be awake. And it's, if we go back to, I still do support some of our parents at my nursery that I own with managing sleep for their children. And quite often the sleep routine that I tell them is exactly the same as what we need to go back to. So one of the things we talk about is quite often babies will get up at night as they get older and older. And that's quite often because they're not getting enough food. They're not eating enough through the day. And that's the same for us.
Interesting.
So we've really got to be mindful that we're eating enough protein, eating enough fiber and fat all through the day. And actually, perhaps at night, before we go to bed, having a warm drink, and that might help us as well to stay asleep through that time.
But we comfort eat, don't we? During the wintertime, we head for comfort foods.
Yeah, we do. And that's exactly, and if you look at what's growing out there, exactly as I said before, what's growing out there is squash and parsnips. These are all starchy vegetables. So yes, it is important to include those as well. But making sure that you are including your protein, that's so, so key at your bedtime meal, your evening meal, and not eating too close to your to bed as well. So, you know, a couple of the things that can really cause a disrupted sleep are eating too close to bedtime. So making sure you've got at least 2 or 3 hours before you go to bed. That should be your last meal.
Yeah.
And also, you know, making sure as well that you've been hydrated through the day. Again, with the heating on and all of that, that's important. But the kind of the other aspect as well is not, you know, people quite often think I'll have a drink before I go to bed, or I'll have a nightcap, or, you know, whether it's a little whiskey or a whatever, because that'll help me.
Now you're
actually
talking. Now you're talking.
The other way.
Yeah. Now you're talking.
Yeah. But it's the other way, sadly. It makes you, keeps you up.
Okay. So what about this scenario of getting your standard 8 hours of sleep? Because if we have too much sleep, it makes us grumpy. If we don't have enough sleep, it also makes us grumpy. So what's the balance?
We just end up with lots of grumpy people walking around, which is the case at the moment. I have to say, I think everybody's a bit sleep deprived.
Yeah.
Do you know, the thing is, I think what we need to think about is the quality of sleep we get. So the quantity of sleep is one thing. So you can lie in bed for 8 hours and be really frustrated and not get any good sleep, but it's the quality of sleep. So I think it's just even more important to think about actually getting good quality sleep, even for 4, 5, 6, 7 hours.
Yes.
You know, again, everybody has their own rhythm. Everybody has their own sleep pattern and number of hours they require. But, you know, anything between sort of 6 and 8 hours is good. So getting that quality sleep in is better. I think there are a few key things that you can do to ensure or try and enable a good quality sleep. And that is one of those things: before you go to bed, for at least half an hour before you go to bed, is having having no computers, having no blue light, no TV on, literally half an hour, turn everything off, put your phone away from you. So either have it in another room or have it upside down somewhere else, definitely on silent, and literally just either, you know, reflect on your day or read a book. But that is a really, really good way of getting good quality sleep, which is important.
Fantastic. Love that idea.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
We are talking to Meera Borgel from Meera's Made from Scratch. And as we are now well and truly heading into the winter months, we are talking about sleep, either the lack of it or too much of it, as it were, as we've just spoken about. So, Meera, is it normal then to be sleepy all the time? Because winter months tend to bring that feeling on, because, you know, we want to be warmer, we're sleepy, and we're sleeping whenever we feel, which is actually counterproductive, given that we don't need to sleep more than 8 hours. And you just mentioned a while ago, 6 to 8 hours is actually enough, the same as in the warmer months. So sleeping for more than 8 hours will, of course, make us grumpy. But what about the fact that winter time is such a time where we want to be a bit warmer, we're sitting cuddled up inside with the heating on, and it's going to make us more lethargic. It's going to make us more lazier, if you like. So how do we get around that feeling?
Yeah, no, you're so true. I mean, you know, nobody wants to get up and get out. You do want to be all cozy.
Yeah.
And I think, again, this is where it becomes really important to get a bedtime routine. So to get a sleep routine. So your routine is important. The reason for that is if you're getting up at the same time every day, regardless of what that time may be, because that's unique to you. But even at the weekend, quite often we think, oh, do you know what? I'll just have a bit of a lie-in, or I'll just go to bed, you know, a couple of hours later, or whatever it may be. Actually, that will offset your rhythm again, and then you'll have to start again with it. So it's just really important to try and stick as close as possible, you know, within sort of half an hour to an hour of your getting up time and your going to sleep time. That's just really, really important, as often as you can. And I think, you know, the key is set your alarm and make sure that no matter what happens, you don't press that snooze button and you just get up and out. I think the minute you do a snooze, now it's so funny, before I married Harry, I was not a snooze person. I didn't even understand snooze, because my dad would get up in the morning and we'd all be up and we'd be out.
Yeah.
Harry is the world's biggest snooze button person. He literally, he'll set his alarm for about an hour before he has to get up, and then he'll just keep pressing snooze for that whole hour. I'm like, I don't understand the point. You know, it works for him, but I just think very much what I've seen with people, with working with people, actually, if you get up in the morning and you know you've got something to get to, so whether that's an exercise class that you booked, so if you book an exercise class, you're going to turn up because you paid money to get there.
Indeed.
So book that. So make sure you've got that incentive to get up in the morning, get yourself going. And it's really important to keep up with the exercise. Really important. You can bring your exercise indoors if you're an outdoor person and you don't want to be outside. You can do lots of online things that there are available as well. But keep moving. It's very tempting, as you say, to want to stay in and sleep and feel lethargic. But actually, you almost build up a pattern of just becoming more and more lethargic and more tired when you're actually not. You know, you just need to break that cycle.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
Meera Bogle, you are the brainchild behind Meera's Made from Scratch and making sure that people have healthier, happier lifestyles. Now, today we talked about sleep and sleep patterns, and if people want to find out more from you and get advice on the right things to eat, when to eat, how to eat, and also sleep patterns on when to sleep and how to sleep to make sure they get a good night's sleep during these winter months, how can they go about getting in touch with you?
Thank you, Tony. Yeah, I've actually got a blog on sleep, so I've written a blog on sleep. So if you want to grab that and have a look at that, that's on my website. So it's www.mirrorsmadefromscratch.co.uk. If you want to get in touch, and there's loads of recipes on there and other events and things that we do, as well as our shop, so you can buy things from there as well. You can also get in touch with me by emailing me. I'd be very happy to connect with anyone who wants any more information, and that's on hello@mirrorsmadefromscratch.co.uk. You can also find me on Instagram. So I have my own personal page. At the moment, I am logging my a journey to lose fat loss. So showing people that we can actually, lose fat even during menopause. So that's what I'm doing. That's on Instagram. It's Meera Bogle. And the company account is Meera's Made from Scratch. So you can get in touch with me in any of those ways.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.